This week in West Virginia history, on November 4th, 1952, Democrat William Marlin defeated Rush Holt to become West Virginia's governor. For Holt, it was the virtual end of a once promising political career. The Weston native had burst onto the scene as a Democratic legislator in the early 1930s. In 1934, at age 29, he defeated incumbent Senator Henry Hatfield to become the youngest person ever elected to the U.S. Senate. Since senators must be 30 to serve, Holt had to wait nearly 6 months to take his seat. Senator Holt soon ruffled feathers on both sides of the aisle. During the campaign, he'd been backed heavily by labor. Once in office, though, he voted against several pro-labor bills and took on big industry, leading a congressional investigation into the Hawk's Nest tunnel disaster in Fayette County. Without labor or industry support, Holt lost the Democratic renomination in 1940. He returned to the state legislature for 6 years during the 40s. In 1952, he ran as a Republican for governor against Attorney General Marland, but was defeated. In 1954, Holt was again elected to the legislature, but died a year later at age 49. For more information on Rush Holt, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.